I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ralph Norman, Representative Ralph Norman, saying he is a firm no vote on the big, beautiful bill. He just can't do it to his grandkids. It's way too much money. And look, no matter how they twist and spin right now, unless they get 3% growth every year for the next 10 years, we're looking at $60 trillion in debt in 10 years, 35, 10 years from now, Lee.
Yeah.
Norman says he can't do it. And here's the thing with what Lindsey Graham and John Thune did. And the reason I say Lindsey Graham is because he's the budget chairman, so this is his baby. The thing I don't understand is look, he knows to get the Freedom Caucus's votes, they cut a deal with Mike Johnson, which Mike Johnson said laughingly, blood oath, no, we're not going to violate this. We're going to keep all the deficit spending, which is awful, but we're not going to increase it. And they said, okay, we'll vote for it. We hate it, but we'll vote for it. Well, Lindsey Graham darn well knew that was the case when he busted right through it with $635 billion that he added to it, new spending with interest, it's $1.2 trillion. Well, like just one time? No, that's every year. That's deficit spending. And right now they're just calling it $635 billion or whatever extra. But again, that's every single year. You're talking $6 trillion over a decade. I mean, that is massive. He knows darn well that's going to give the Freedom Caucus the willies. And he did it anyway. So I don't know what the plan is here. I don't know why you would do that. And again, it's not like, wow, how are you going to get by on this amount of money? I mean, this is record-breaking spending. The Democrats have never even done this. I mean, that's how outrageous this is. At the same time, I could see both sides of it. I could also see why Trump's like, whatever, just pass it. I need the $70 billion. For the immigration battle, because we got to get these people out of this country, or we're going to have a million, what am I calling this guy? We had a vote online. I'm going to have a million moron, some dummies running around like New York, And they're going to be able to win elections because it's going to be a one-party system. I mean, that is the fight of our time. So there's a lot of important things going on here. Here's what Representative Ralph Norman said about why he's not voting for this.
Yeah, I'm against this because what the Senate did, I'll vote against it here, and I'll vote against it on the floor until we get it right. And the fact is, the good news, we're going to pass the tax cuts. The tax cuts don't expire until the December of this year. We're going to pass the tax cuts, and I think we're going to go back to the drawing table. It is my hope we'll go back to the drawing table and get very close to what we sent the Senate, because instead of each individual senator getting a goodie bag and sacrificing the health of this country is an abomination to, again, the founders and the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. So I do think that hopefully we'll get to that. We're not there yet, but I think hopefully we will be, and the American people will be better off for it.
There you go. And that is a good point. I mean, including Lindsey Graham's like, well, we got to hurry because this tax, you know, these taxes will go back into effect. They will, but he's right. I mean, they won't actually hit till next year. So it technically expired this year, but they won't hit till next year. They do have a little more time if they were going to hash this out. If I were Trump, I would say, yeah, but you know, look, we caught him in a good way, Trump, negotiating with Blackwater, to deport, you know, for a deportation operation. They would run the bases and they would run the flights 500,000 out of the country every month. That's what it's going to take. And every month this thing doesn't get passed. I mean, it's numbers, it's criminals, it's lives, it's people who will literally be killed by these illegals still left here in the country. It's all of it. So it's a big deal. I don't know.
Well, this is still going to get messy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm just, as much as I agree with the congressman and with you, there's still a difference between what you want to do and what you can get done politically.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It is how much political capital are you willing to sacrifice, to spend in order to get this done? And, you know, that's where the issue is. I am honestly encouraged, and I haven't heard a whole lot about this. I believe it's Marjorie Taylor Greene who's putting the bill out there to have the census redone.
Yes, that is huge.
And that is huge. Now, the whole concept is here that there were the illegal immigrants, those in the country illegally, who were counted in the census, which then was used to count the apportionment of House seats. And that's where the real serious problem is, because that goes beyond whether or not there are illegal votes. That goes into the apportionment of House seats where states got some that shouldn't have and some states didn't get some that should have. And those being Florida and Texas and California getting like about maintaining five seats they should have lost because of the people that are fleeing that Democratic Republic of California. Gruesome Newsom.
Absolutely. And this was announced yesterday at Alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And it was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis telling reporters he supports the GOP-led effort to conduct an immediate census that would add citizenship question to ensure only U.S. citizens are counted when, revised congressional districts are drawn.
You know, I don't have a problem with counting the number of people that are in the country illegally that are not citizens, that are residents. I don't have a problem counting it, but they should not be used when it comes time for the apportionment of House seats, because those House of Representatives, those senators, the president, anybody elected, you represent the citizens of your district. I understand there are interests for folks who are residents, but that's not the same thing, and it shouldn't be. There should be a distinct difference between residents and citizens. I mean, look, if you've got a population of a large group of population of people who are in this country on work visas or whatever that are citizens of another nation that are not even trying to be a citizen of this country, why should they be counted in that whole big picture idea of who's being represented by that district? I don't get that. I'm not in favor of that. You should be representing the citizens, the taxpayers, the property owners of that district.
DeSantis said yesterday that we need to redo the census. Listen to what he said. He said, I've got so many more millions of people in Florida that don't have congressional representation because of the flawed census. Mm-hmm. He said, we only got one seat. And he pointed out, and he's right about this, for the years 2023 and 2024, they were the number one inbound move destination, but got one seat.
Heck, South Carolina may be do another seat.
Well, I bet we are. And here's the thing. This is why we need to, and I've been waiting for Trump to broach this, because everything we just did right there with Ralph Norman, right? Why that bill was larded up. And he flat out says it's because the senators dumped a bunch of pork in there, a bunch of payola for themselves. Why? Because the votes are so tight. The seats are so tight. You saw that happen in the House, too. That's why, and the House is a better example because it's individual congressman. It really is controlled by seats, Senate to a state. But here's the thing. What happens is these congressmen are adding all this money for themselves. Well, hey, if you want my vote on the big BB, then you better give me $30 million for this. Yeah. And that's why we end up going broke. Well, what does that go back to? The seats stolen by the Democrats. Mm-hmm. But they did it two ways. One of them is illegal immigration. But the other reason we need to redo this, and I have no idea why there hasn't been a lawsuit over this. In fact, I think there's a stronger argument here. The last census was riddled with fraud. And my source on that is the Census Bureau. They admitted it.
Yeah, they did.
And admitted that they fired over 200 people who had committed the fraud. No criminal charges.
And I think that happened before Trump took office, didn't it?
Yes. But it had, okay, it was under him that it was being done. Right. And the census, the people who administered it knew it was going on. Knew the numbers they had were bad, knew that the redistricting was bad because the numbers were a lie. It was massive tilt toward Democrats, and away from red states that should have gotten the congressional districts. But they waited, you remember, until after the primaries were held and people were nominated. They waited until that summer to go, oh, did we mention the fraud? Yeah, the census numbers were all wrong. So sorry about that. Yeah, 6-7 districts or so should have gone to red states, but they went to blue ones. That is a 12 to 14 point swing in Congress. That's the level of the theft.
And affects Electoral College.
Yeah, so we should easily be able to get these bills through. And everything else we need to do too, including, yeah, Electoral College, including all kinds of election reform. I mean, so many things we can't get through because we should have the votes, but they were stolen from us. So we need to redo the census. Yes, the illegals are an excuse. I think a stronger one is fraud. And we should redo it, like you said, without counting the illegals for the purpose of apportioning congressional districts. Yeah, obvious.
I've got no problem with counting the people that are within the confines of a state, counting everybody. I get that. There's an important need for that to know. But when it comes time to figure out those district and precinct lines, it should be the citizens and not anyone else who is not a citizen. Sorry.
Meanwhile, Crazy Powell is at war with Trump.
Oh, great.
He, you know, because he's been using, well, you know, I can't lower interest rates because the job market's on fire. I got to get a lot of people fired first, then I'll lower them. Well, now the workforce has shrunk by 1 million because the illegals fled. And you know what he's saying? Well, that's just Trump's immigration policies forcing illegals to go. There's still demand for employees. So I'm going to pretend the job market's on fire and I'm not raising interest rates.
Well, that's not exactly what that ADP report just told us at the top of the hour.
Yeah. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares what the numbers are. He's just, he'll come up with a new excuse. He'll just pivot to something else. Anything to hurt Trump.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So as you heard there, Andre Bauer challenging Lindsey Graham, in addition to Mark Lynch, who you heard from earlier. I don't know. I mean, I think this actually makes it easier for Lindsey. It splits the opposition vote. I don't think this is a bad thing for him at all. In fact, like I said, I think it helps. Makes it easier for him. Look, when you're at this point in your political career, you're Lindsey Graham, and you're polling at 42, 43%. I mean, that's pathetic. That's a disaster. He's very, very weak. And Lindsey Graham's fear is that people will just vote for the other guy and they won't care about the details. In other words, a protest vote. And that could easily catch him one of these races, no matter how much money he and his donors spend. So the more people that get into this thing, and because Lindsey Graham's going to walk off with the moderate vote out of Charleston. His vote's not up here. It's down south. He's going to walk off with the moderate vote. Charleston, Berkeley County, that's kind of almost a purple place down there. At least it is in mentality anyway. These are people who keep sending Tim Scott back and have no idea that he's functionally useless as a senator. This is the area, you remember, when Henry McMaster ran as governor. He did not win the upstate. He won without the upstate, but he won down south. And that's, what Lindsey Graham is hoping. He's hoping to split the vote. In fact, it'd be great for Lindsey if another candidate got in. Because if Lindsey Graham, he needs to get, all he needs is 50. He's got to get in that runoff. That's his immediate goal right now. But anyway, going to be interesting to see Andre Bauer get back in. He's 56 now. And he's planning on announcing his entry, he did announce his entry into the race on Tuesday. Very known former South Carolina lieutenant governor, went to Congress in his, very early on in his life, and then has kind of not really done much after a couple of, shall we say, faux pas. So, could make it interesting. He's a politically savvy person. So hope he will stop by the show for an interview. Okay. Meanwhile, in the annals of winning, I got to tell you, the last 2 weeks have really been historic for Donald Trump. And you know they hate this. Paramount will settle with Donald Trump, his lawsuit against CBS. It's agreed to pay him $16 million over an extremely deceptively edited interview. A former presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. And folks, when you listen to this, this woman could not answer a simple basic question about what the Biden administration's Israel policy was and what their policy was on the war. She couldn't do it. And they knew it. They could tell. And so they took a completely different answer from somewhere else in the interview, spliced out her actual answer, which was totally different, and put that answer in to help her out. Let me tell you what, if you're one of the liberal trolls who wanders in here, and you've never heard this show before, and you think that what you're watching is real when you watch these networks, you need to get a clue. I got to tell you what. Because they just lie to you and lie to you and lie to you and lie to you. Here is the two versions back to back. This is what resulted in, and you know, it's good that Trump's doing this. Because, I mean, you do something like this and you can hear the two versions, one back to back. This is fraud. This is fraud by a journalism operation that's really a campaign operation for the Democrats. Here's the interview.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not
edited.
Listening.
We're not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
She's like a child. She couldn't answer the question. It was a word salad because she didn't know the answer. She's not bright, and I think she has other problems as well. And so they fixed it for her. Folks, they spliced that out of another part of the interview and put it in as if that was the answer to the question. And Trump sued. Paramount and CBS agreeing to settle a lawsuit with Trump. Will pay an estimated $30 million over the editing of the 60 Minutes Kamala Harris interview. It's fraud. During the election. Why are they doing this? Two reasons. Number one, they sure as heck don't want discovery on this, which means, you know, hey, you're going to turn over all the interviews. All the emails, all the back and forth, anyone involved in this edit. What were you thinking? What were they saying? Did the campaign request it? They don't want that out there. There's not much of their credibility left, and that would pretty much end it. But the other thing is that they're in the middle of a merger, and guess who is the person who has to approve that merger? That would be Donald Trump. Yeah, so they want that approval too. So that's a big part of it. It just goes to show they are very, very, very fake. So if you're one of my trolls wandering in here, understand how fake the things are. They will help a Democrat candidate all day long.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks, what has happened with the FBI here? This may be the undoing of the FBI. This is so shocking that if the public were able to get the full details of this, the way we have them now, and what is broken here, it's one of those things that I think you could begin to get public support behind the dismantling of the FBI. It's that bad. So here's what's happening, just to timeline this for you. First, the FBI faked the Russia collusion hoax in partnership with Hillary Clinton. It's very well documented. Then the FBI committed felony series number one, lying to the FISA court that there really was a there, that there really was Russia collusion, that there really was evidence that Russia was involved in some way in manipulating our elections. So they lied in order to get warrants to spy on Donald Trump. It was all fake. There weren't even Russian bots. And then think about it, this was a lie by the FBI that went on for years. We'd later find out, once Elon Musk bought Twitter, there never were Russian bots. They made the whole thing up. But then, actual election interference by China. I get a tip from someone who says, hey, this is how they're doing it. They've stolen millions of people's IDs off TikTok. They're using them to create fake driver's licenses that are indistinguishable from real ones because they have all the correct data. And they're sending these licenses into the country as part of a mass fraud scheme, tens of thousands of ballots, which would be enough to do it in the swing states. That was a close election for Joe Biden. And almost 19,000, a tranche of them was caught at Chicago O'Hare Airport, the Chinese sneaking it into the country. Actual election fraud. Proof of the plot. And now we're finding out this morning, it wasn't just one interview, they did a second one. So they confirmed a lot of this. What did they do? They hid it. They hid it from the public to help Joe Biden. Well, that's a problem. Because Christopher Wray was asked about it. He's the director of the FBI. So what did he do? He's FBI, of course. He lied. He lied to Congress. Well, that is a crime. It's a felony because he was under oath. It carries up to 5 years in prison. It's felony level crime. You cannot lie to Congress under oath. So what do you do? Well, obviously, you destroy the evidence that he lied. which is destruction of evidence. If you're still counting, we're up to 4 felonies. Unbelievable. That's just another day at the FBI. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all very normal, I guess. It's where we are. So if you want to, I mean, just to keep track of where we are right now, in this tranche of emails and data that Chuck Grassley just released overnight, Senator Chuck Grassley, there's incredible stuff here. It details intelligence about Chinese government efforts to influence the 2020 election, including financial contributions to political campaigns. That's illegal. Those are felonies. You cannot do that. You cannot give Democrats money. Covert operations targeting U.S. political figures. Think about this. They would have known this. In other words, this is what they knew. Covered it up. They have pages of details, internal FBI debates about suppressing or delaying these reports, with concerns about political fallout or optics. Yes, if you help to steal an election, that looks bad, by destroying the evidence that it's going on. Even worse, listen to what they have. There's pages here alleging that senior FBI officials deliberately delayed or withheld the information of these crimes from Congress. Whistleblowers who went to Congress say they were retaliated against inside the agency, including for going to Congress, but also, raising concerns. Hey, you know, it looks like the Chinese are stealing the election here. Y'all care? No, shut up. We're going to retaliate. Unbelievable. These allegations point to obstruction of congressional oversight. You potentially get a RICO crime out of that. Now, listen to this. It says read pages 2 to 8, and it's kind of wonky sounding, but what it is, it describes Chinese operatives, listen to this, funneling money through intermediaries to U.S. campaigns. And it even includes an email thread discussing a Chinese entity tied to these operations who used compromise, in other words, blackmail, on U.S. figures to pull off this whole Get Joe Biden Elected campaign, including specific financial transactions. They have all this, is what they're saying, linked to Chinese influence efforts and back and forth with FBI officials talking about, hey, you know, we're going to need to go ahead and destroy the evidence here. Because Christopher Wray testified before Congress that none of this was going on. And so we're going to have to make it look like it's so by destroying the evidence that it was going on. Again, by my count, that's a total of at least 5 felonies. Now, I want you to hear about, because this is amazing. This is back in 2021. He's being grilled by Democrat Rep Baker. When he says this.
Right. But your answer is clear. You've not seen any widespread fraud by mail. And it's something the FBI watches continuously to make sure that that's not happening. So
that's something we would investigate seriously.
Absolutely.
Aggressively.
So the next question is,
Lie. A total lie. They had it to cover it up. Now, here's a question with this. If there was nothing to this, there obviously is because they found the fake licenses, almost 19,000 of them. If there was nothing to this, there would have been no reason to delete it all in order to protect Christopher Wray, as they're describing in the emails. Because he'd be telling the truth. We don't have any evidence of, mail fraud election. If we don't have that, he'd be telling the truth, right? You would have no reason to delete the evidence to protect Christopher Wray, would you? Because he wouldn't be perjuring himself. He'd be telling the truth. We got a tip, but it wasn't real. This wasn't substantiated. They only deleted it because it was real. There'd be no other reason to do it. You wouldn't need to protect Chris Wray. You know how you know this is devastating? Mainstream media, total blackout. They always do that at first to see if they can kill it through. And they can't, not with X. It's all over the place. By the way, Wray was trending yesterday. FBI has been trending on and off. People know. And they could have killed this 3-4 years ago. Now, let's put this all together. And it's for its full shocking impact. I mean, mind-blowing impact. Do you remember the algorithms created by the Department of Homeland Security? They used a contractor that created the algorithms that they then installed inside of social media. Do you remember what one of the key terms was. These algorithms were created, by the way, the summer of 2020. It was in June. What was one of the key terms? Election fraud and absentee ballot election fraud. It hunted for those words in social media posts so they could be censored. So the FBI, while committing all these felonies I just described for you, is busy censoring anyone who uses the term election fraud or absentee ballot fraud. We didn't understand the extent of that censorship till Elon Musk bought Twitter, thank God, and we saw it. We were able to see the way that they censored. Tens of millions of posts taken down. Now remember, Elvis Chan was the one who did that, the FBI agent. Remember, they sent him out of the country to keep him from testifying. He'd been subpoenaed. And Congress sued him because he defied the subpoena twice. Of course he did. So while they're covering up actual evidence of election fraud by destroying that evidence and lying about it to Congress, they are censoring me and you and anyone who's like, wow, this looks like election fraud. Oh, there goes my post. Oh, whoop, there goes my social media account. Now, let's really wrap this sucker up because you see the size of it. This is the FBI essentially partnering with China to elect a compromised president under the control of China via compromat. Why? They had that laptop in 2019. See, I'm putting it all together for you. They had the laptop in 2019. We know that now. On the laptop was the evidence of the $30 million, the tax evasion, the bribery, all of it. It was on the laptop. That's why the 51 intel agents lied and said it was Russian disinformation. And remember, the whole time the IRS is investigating it, whistleblowers came out this fall and said, finally, the statute of limitations on it has elapsed. We can talk to you. They had a gag on them. We can talk to you. We can tell you. We knew that the Biden family took the money. We knew Joe was the big guy. We knew he got 10%. We knew he laundered the money. We knew there's multiple felonies. We weren't allowed to tell you that. For some reason, it couldn't be any Democrat. It had to be the one owned by China. They lied about the laptop to protect the public from finding out the fact that Joe Biden was compromised. And then they hid the Chinese interference. Folks, China is our worst enemy on earth. And then finally, all of it, what was the other thing the FBI censored? I just got one more thing I got to get in. What was the other thing the FBI censored? COVID. The truth about COVID. Why? Well, it makes sense now. We had to be able to mail out absentee ballots. They got them to suspend the law in the swing states because COVID. And that's why COVID was instrumental. And you weren't allowed to say things like, well, COVID's not really that deadly. Or they're exaggerating the kill weight from COVID. Oh, see the problem? FBI was knee deep in what looks like Chinese election fraud. You can see my mouth hanging open. Are they going to get away with this? Folks, I got to get this one in one more time. I mean, the winning. I almost can't keep up with it because it's so fast. I mean, I can't believe this is only like, what, month six of the Trump administration, because he was sworn in on the 20th of January. He's broken the back of the transgender movement. And it's something Elon Musk helped with, but I'll get to that in just a second. UPenn has fallen to Trump. Here's what they did. And I mean, this is absolute, and the left's going to lose their mind over this today. Total conquest. No room for error. He's broken UPenn, broken the transgender movement. Penn has bent the knee and acknowledged that Leah Thomas was a man the whole time. Listen to what they had to agree to in this agreement with the Department of Education to keep their funding from being cut off. Ban on trans athletes playing in the sport of the wrong gender. So in other words, no more men in swimming or anything else. A personal letter of apology to every woman beaten by Leah Thomas, who is a man. The stripping of Leah Thomas's records and the restoration of those wins to the women who actually won them, as if he was not in the competition. I like the personal apology. It's got to be personalized. Can't write a blank letter. And this is important because this is the personal pain I've been talking about for a long time. I mean, when you get to that level that you're a Division I swimmer, you have sacrificed so much of your childhood, years and years and years, hours and hours and hours, friendships and fun you'll never have. And that's the kind of thing that if you're, you know, you're like Riley Gaines who tied with Leah Thomas, and or you come in first, hey, you know, one Division I, you know, your family's talking about that for two generations. Yeah, you got grandma's genes. You know, she's a Division I swimmer, came in first way back 30 years ago and blah, blah. I mean, they're still talking about it. That's why these letters are so important, because it reestablishes reality and truth, two things the left hates. It writes the lie. And that's the worst part of this whole transgender movement, where you are made to affirm or you're destroyed and canceled. And look at where we are, folks. Look at where we are. In the culture wars, we never, ever, ever go backwards. Not in my lifetime. Not till this month have I ever seen us go backwards. In other words, you thought that we were just degenerating into total moral decay, and it goes in reverse. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. This is where Elon Musk comes in. Gallup poll. Support among Democrats for men competing in women's sports has dropped by a full 10 percentage points. Not 10%, 10 percentage points. That means it's down 25% since 2023. What happened that year? Musk went live with X, and we were allowed as Americans for the first time to have a real debate. Do you remember what was happening before Elon Musk? If you questioned any of this, what happened? You got canceled. You got destroyed. You got wrecked. So you were censored on social media. You were censored on social media, I should say. Your reach was limited. You were absolutely destroyed by the mainstream media. See what happened with Simone Biles? The hate was so intense after her confrontation with Riley Gaines, where she said, "No, we should let men compete in women's sports." Then it later came out that a few years earlier she had tweeted that if men competed, they would beat all the women. She apologized to Riley Gaines. That was not enough. The millions of people still coming after her. She deleted her account in shame. She canceled herself after a free speech debate. Do you know how monumental this is? Folks, this was unthinkable in 2021. But anything's possible today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.